And Matt Forte seems to never leave the field. What sort of problems does he pose for the linebackers as a runner and a receiver?
He's very effective on the ground and coming out the backfield, catching the ball, has great hands. He's one of those guys that's very shifty. He can make a lot of things happen.
Does this team have to guard against being overconfident going in there after watching what Chicago's done?
Yeah. No. Definitely not. We want to keep a level head, go in and play the football the way it's supposed to be played defensively. We're going to continue to try to get the offensive ball as many times as possible.
I imagine, Jasper, that did you ever win in Chicago with the Vikings?
Nope, not that I remember. Not that I remember. So, that'd be definitely one of our things. We want to be able to go there and remember what it feels like to win.
Jasper, I imagine one of their emphases is going to be not turning the ball over. How do you guys sort of counter that and try to still be aggressive and take the ball back?
Well, we want to turn the ball over by any means necessary. So we're going to go out and play hard and try to play a physical game. We know it's going to be cold, but, this is football weather right here.
When that's brought up over and over again, I guess the Vikings' inability to win in Chicago, what does that mean considering the turnover between teams every year? Does that have any effect on the players?
Number one, we can't listen to that. We just got to go out and play ball. And when the clock strikes zero at the end of the game, then we'll see where we stand.
It seemed like just you remembered vividly that you haven't won in Chicago. I wasn't sure if maybe there was something that just kind of sticks out in your head about Chicago that's been tough to get a victory.
Yeah, I mean, it does stick out, but, whether the reason we're not winning is because we're not handling business. It's as simple as that. So I'm going to go out and try to play a sound game.
Has the mindset changed around here with what's been happening the last couple of weeks, getting victories and now this bye week, and all of a sudden you look at it, you can be back to 500 if you get things straightened out this week, and then all of a sudden you've won three in a row and people may be talking about this team as a playoff team, where at the start of the season there wasn't a lot of people thinking that this group was there yet.
Right, well, we're just approaching every game 1 week at a time, and we don't want to look past any team. We're just going to approach it 1 week at a time because this is the most important game.
You start thinking about, though, what it might take to get into the playoffs in the NFC? Pretty stacked NFC. Maybe you need to finish with 5 or 6 victories here in the final 7?
Nah, we just want to take it 1 week at a time. I mean, that's the best way to look at it. You start overlooking teams, and we don't want on the back end. So we don't want to do it like that. We want to just take it 1 week at a time.
Back to Forte, do you think it's tougher to deal with him catching the ball as opposed to running, or is it just...
He creates problems running the ball and catching, so that's just, that's just the type of back he is. You just have to be good on your keys.
Thanks,
Jim. Uh-huh, no problem.